Lenny Kinsley, WFP's head of communications in Sudan, calls the humanitarian situation catastrophic as fighting between the army and the rapid support forces intensifies in and around the capital Khartoum, El Obeid, and El Geneina of West Darfur State.
We're looking at around 40% of the population not knowing where their next meal would come from. And the situation before was already extremely challenging in terms of food security, mainly due to intercommunal violence, climate shocks, the economic crisis. And now with the ongoing conflict, it's just going to push more and more people into hunger.
In a report released today, the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Sudan said nearly 1.9 million people have been displaced since the conflict began on April 15th. Some have fled to safer locations inside the country, while others have left Sudan. The report says humanitarian partners have reached 1.8 million people with life-saving assistance and protection services in April and May, despite insecurity and operational challenges. WFP says it has only managed to reach about 850,000 with emergency food assistance. Kinsley says it is difficult to deliver food aid during heavy fighting.
When we know where people need support and that they need it immediately, but when there is fighting going on and people can hardly step outside of their door, it makes it extremely difficult to move entire convoys of trucks with food assistance across the country to places where people need support.
Kinsley is calling on the international community to step up support for Sudan and urges both sides to silence guns so humanitarian assistance can be delivered to the vulnerable.
Both parties need to stop the fighting and put their actions where their words are and actually take concrete actions for a lasting and reliable ceasefire and to stop making the situation worse for the Sudanese civilians who are bearing the brunt of this conflict.
UN OCHA says, despite the challenges, aid agencies continue to provide life-saving assistance and sustenance to those affected by the conflict, including the internally displaced. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.